Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NBA team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NBA team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NBA team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NBA team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. Okay, thank you to everybody listening all over North America. Thank you to everybody at home, at work. My friends in Anchorage, Alaska, my friends in Miami, my friends in Atlanta, my friends in North Carolina, my friends everywhere. And what about this cold front? All my friends in the South, it's cold. Thank you, Canada. Appreciate it. Anyway, it's been a busy day. It's been a busy night. Put it to you very clearly. If you missed a minute of the show, you can always go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We had a hip-hop legend, a big sports fan, an entrepreneur. Jadakiss joined us in the first hour of the show. If you like Jadakiss, go ahead, listen at the beginning. He said what I said, what most people would say. He likes the Golden State Warriors to win it all. Speaking of winning it all, the Golden State Warriors, the defending champions, at halftime against the Los Angeles Lakers, they currently lead 59-52. Earlier on this evening, to open up the season for us, the Boston Celtics beat the 76ers. The final score there, 126-117. Both Tatum and Brown had 35 points apiece. And then, if we move on over to the world of baseball, the New York Yankees advanced to the American League Championship Series. They're going to take on their rival, Houston Astros. You could thank Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge for hitting two big bombs in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium that sent the people home happy. Meanwhile, on the West Coast, the Phillies, they go into, I think it's Petco, or whatever the hell they call it now. They win 2-0. A Schwarber home run. A Bryce Harper home run. And in the National League Championship Series, of which I don't know too many people who just pointed out that the Padres and the Phillies would be there over the Dodgers and the Braves, they lead 1-0 in the series, Philly does. A matter of fact, this is what that final call sounded like, courtesy of the Phillies radio network.
The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. And the ball game is over as Alvarado works around the walk and the error, and the Phillies have taken game one of the NLCS with a win on the road over the Padres, a combined 2-0 shutout.
Wow. You know, all things considered for right this minute, if you're a Philly sports fan, you got a lot of reason for optimism. Your team could potentially go back to the World Series, as in the Phillies, obviously. Your football team isn't losing a game. And I know it's been one game for the basketball squad with the Philadelphia 76ers. But I think we all expect them to be contenders unless, and I hope this isn't the case, Joel Embiid comes down with some type of issue or problem. He ended last season with busted hands, a busted face. It's like he might as well have been in a bubble. And not the NBA's bubble, but playing in a basketball bubble to prevent injury. But it's got to really feel good to be a fan of Philadelphia sports. If I got to think about a fan base that might not be feeling good, it's the Washington Commanders. You know, last week we got this big expose. We got this big article about Daniel Snyder. And I've gone through this before plenty of times. How he has treated the fan base and the stadium, and how Daniel Snyder has taken the approach of not ever changing the name, but succumbing to pressure to change the name. This comes across as arrogant. Comes across as a jerk, out of touch, insensitive. I can go on and on and on. Daniel Snyder, as we all know, he's been fined by the NFL $10 million. Just harboring an environment of workplace misconduct of which we don't know the details. We can look at some of this misconduct as reaching even over to Mr. Gruden, who is no longer in the NFL. And his emails came out because of connections. Cheerleaders and being sexually harassed, and season ticket holders, elderly season ticket holders being sued. Daniel Snyder is just a disaster. And so for all the time over the past several months, I didn't even get into the stadium. But for all the issues that we've heard, last week we got a little bit of a rebuttal that Daniel Snyder, in order to not be given the boot out of the NFL, of which 24 owners would happen to say, hey, get him out of here. We got this article that said he's hired private investigators to look into the dirt of other owners, and so that if he goes down, they go down too. Wow. The owners are having their owners' meetings in New York City. They've been powwowing about things like Roger Goodell's salary, of which has been reported that over the course of 2 years, he made about $120-130 million. What's another 10 mil? Who's counting, right? But the larger issue is, it seems that owners are starting to talk, starting to see whether or not they can remove Daniel Snyder out as owner of Washington. Whether they could have him be removed from this oh-so-exclusive group of billionaires, of old men behaving badly. I'm glad Robert Kraft got married, because I don't know what that bill looks like going to the happy place. I don't know. I could think about dumb decisions made by owners that are in the realm of football. Like Shad Khan giving Urban Meyer a job. But that's not a reason to lose your job. Just a bad decision. And then you have people like Daniel Snyder. It's going to take time for this investigation to take place. Folks on Capitol Hill are involved. The NFL wants to hitch itself onto that bandwagon, by all means, go ahead and do so. I think this is close to Daniel Snyder being gone. Someone, out of all the owners who you would just be a little shocked would say such a thing, as in, you know, maybe it's time to look at giving him the boot. It's Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts. The same man who unfortunately went into rehab after a DUI and substance abuse. He spoke to the media post owners' meetings. They saw him in the lobby, and this actually came out of his mouth. He says the other NFL owners need to consider moving Dan Snyder out of the league. Listen.
I said he should, there's consideration that he should be removed. You know, we have to complete the investigation. But to me, it's something that I think serious consideration has to be given to the removal, and we have complete authority to do that.
Of him or just or the family, period?
I think in general of him being removed and selling the franchise.
damn. You don't ever hear one owner go against the other. Why? Because everybody has their dirt. And nobody wants to sling dirt. You think that it's gone away, the issue's gone, and then you get it hit right back in you or at you. Nobody wants that. Jim Irsay didn't stop there. He talked about what bothers him the most about everything you hear regarding Daniel Snyder.
Well, that's not what we stand for in the National Football League. And I think owners have been painted incorrectly a lot of times by various people and under various situations. And that's not what we're about, you know. And we do care a great deal for each other. You know, there's a lot of friendships in this league and closeness. You know, Bob Kraft just getting married. I talked to him and said to him a gift. And there's just a lot of closeness in this league. And I don't think some of the things I've heard, it doesn't represent us at all. You know, I want the American public and the world to know what we're about as owners.
What exactly are they as owners? We're supposed to believe that they're buddies now, that they're friends, a billionaire's boy. Well, they are the Billionaire's Boys Club. But they don't have room for Daniel Snyder anymore. Daniel Snyder is so dirty now that they finally come to their senses to say, we should probably get him out of here. Last week when we got that report that he has hired Snyder, private investigators to go out and to dig up dirt on the other owners, he said, no, I didn't. He said, I would never do such a thing. This is going to be one of those scenarios where he's going to have to leave. He's going to have to get the boot. He's going to have to go kicking and screaming. I can never remember a scenario where one owner stood in front of anybody and said, the other owner potentially has to go. And Shep, how do you say his name? Irsay or Irsay?
I've heard it pronounced both, but I believe it's Irsay, yes.
He got a lot of money.
He's got a lot of money. And he's like you said, he has made his, you know, fair share of mistakes. And, I don't know if this is the owner that the NFL should be putting out there to talk, in contrast to Snyder right about now. This is not a good look.
You think he's going rogue?
This is not the owner. You said it. If there's one owner that has such a closet of skeletons working against that particular person, it is Jim Irsay. This shouldn't be the guy speaking out against Snyder.
The Rooneys are too classy. They're not going to say anything.
I know they're boys, and I know right. He took him under his wing, but I mean, I think Jerry Jones' words would go a lot further in this instance.
I have no problem with Irsay. I got no problem with him saying anything. He could come through and have hearsay. I mean, I don't think it matters. Like, it's that bad when the guy who had to go to rehab, and we can probably go through a long list here.
Before felony, you know, counts.
Oh, which one? With the money and that, which one?
Or Irsay. I mean, not just rehab.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was the initial charge. I mean, that's some serious heavy stuff right there.
Sure. Well, Robert Kraft, this man has so much money. He had evidence basically disallowed from him going to a massage, whatever you want to call it.
12 figures will do that for you, or excuse me, not 12. What is it? What is it, 10 or 11?
Yeah, well, the evidence against me, the way it was secured, was not permissible in court. Thus, nothing ever happened. And now I marry someone who's half my age. Like, where does that happen except for people who are just
twice his height?
Well, not twice. What are you talking about?
His wife.
His wife is twice as high?
Well, I don't mean that literally, but she's significantly taller. Let's just put it this way. He married up.
Well, she married up, right?
Well, it's all how you look at it. In my eyes, he married up.
Robert Kraft is what? He's like 80?
He's got to be at least 80.
He's at least 80. And she's what, 40?
I don't think much older than that.
And she's with him because of what?
Because of his character.
Okay. Right. At the massage parlor, right?
Yes.
Okay. Look, I don't care if any of these owners take the approach of just burning it to the ground. Because to a certain degree, and this is not all, I don't think all of them, a lot of them have things to hide. They get money, they get wealth, they get power, and they tend to abuse it. Daniel Snyder has just flouted his and the public in front of his own fan base, to all the wonderful people who live in Maryland, who live in Virginia. This is what he's done. He's treated them like crap. He's been arrogant in the process. And when you have a guy who at one point faced a felony, who was in rehab, who was arrested, when that owner is the one telling you, hey, man, you might need to get it together or get the hell out, then, oh, yeah, you got a problem. What more do we need to see? Yeah, sure. Let the government dig a little bit deeper into Daniel Snyder. The world still doesn't know the exact particulars as to why he was, quote unquote, suspended from his own team and fined $10 million. Let the government figure that out. Let 24 owners sit down and then give him the boot. I really believe, wholeheartedly, I don't know if it will take a year, and the soonest that this vote can take place, I believe, is the next owners' meetings later on this year. It might take a year, or 2 years, or 5 years. I think ultimately Daniel Snyder will be gone. I think he's on borrowed time as owner of the Washington Commanders, and I think it's due. I think the fans deserve better. The city deserves better. And what does the NFL deserve? I don't care. But the owners, obviously, at this point in time, they feel that they deserve better than having Daniel Snyder as a part of their fraternity. It's a wild world that we live in. I say give him the boot. And if other people have to burn and go down in the process, then so be it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Do you think we will actually get Daniel Snyder out as owner of the Commanders? Do you think that is coming sooner than later? Different than in the past. I think he's on borrowed time. I think he'll be given the boot. I'm going to take your phone calls on the other side, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? I listen to you every night on the way home from work. I appreciate what you're doing, man. You're a bad man, Majama.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We learn that the conversations surrounding the potential removal of Daniel Snyder as owner of the Washington Commanders, it's legitimate. And someone who spoke up, out of all people to speak up, out of every owner to speak up and chime in, is the Colts owner, Jim Irsay. Irsay. Don't take my word for it. This is what he had to say about Daniel Snyder. Listen.
I said he should, there's consideration that he should be removed. You know, we have to complete the investigation. But to me, it's something that I think serious consideration has to be given to the removal, and we have complete authority to do that.
Of him or just or the family, period?
I think in general of him being removed and selling the franchise.
Unusual that he said something, yes. The premise, not so much. How can you be fined $10 million? How can you be told, hey, take a hike, disappear from your team? How can you go through all of that and not believe that it's justified, that you probably need to go? I wouldn't be mad if it were the case. I actually think that we're getting closer to his removal. It's just a matter of when. What do you think? Daniel Snyder? Is it realistic that he'll be gone? Will he be the owner in 10 years? I think the answer is no. I'm giving myself a lot of wiggle room. 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from Maryland.
Hey, JR. Man, there's a lot there, buddy. But first, let me start with what you said about the government getting involved. It's speculated that the Republicans will take over and then the pressure of Congress will back off their pressure on him. That's been one story. There's all kinds of stories. It's a mess. Fans are – he's ruined one of the best things about down here in our, that team and our team.
Well, and five to 10 years from now, do you believe he will still be there?
I really, JR, I would say no. But you know what else, JR? And now here, I'll add a little levity if I could. You know, I didn't think San Diego would ever beat L.A. Dodgers in baseball. And it freaking rained the night they had to beat them. And it never rains in San Diego. So I didn't, and I still don't think you're going to give us the Aaron Judge home run call like John Sterling does. But I think you will. I don't know, man. But he's ruined everything. Why isn't he at the owners' meetings answering to anything? I just don't think so. And I know, and he's poor. Here's another thing. He's compromised our ability for free agency, whether the player wants to come here or his cash flow, the stadium issue. No one's going to – none of the politicians are going to approve any kind of new stadium. He's let that go to heck, and the fan experience is awful. The fans that do show up, it's overwhelming the visiting team. For heaven's sake, I think it was last year, Dallas Cowboys brought in their own benches into the stadium.
Well, this is we can go on.
I know, right? But he doesn't show. And why isn't he at the meetings? Why isn't he answering? And I think he's holding out.
Well, I believe, and thank you, Chris, for calling from Maryland. We do know he was suspended. When you are suspended, you typically don't attend any league meetings. I will assume he's still away. Assume, quotation marks, air quotes, he is still away. He doesn't need to participate in anything. And I don't think we need to hold his hand and kicking him out. I don't think anyone needs to do is sing a kumbaya and wish him well on the way out the door. He's been a disaster. Kenny, calling from South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kenny?
Hello. Things are pretty cool here this morning. Oh,
good.
Man. I mean, you know, it's like 4 months ahead of schedule as far as the cold fronts go. I want to talk about the Detroit Lions, the Thanksgiving team.
Yeah, I know. That's the only time
NFL?
America watches.
What?
I said, yes, that's the only time America watches.
Oh, not this guy. Yeah, I watched the game in 2016, but I'm an avid Lions fan, though.
Well, that stinks.
Nah, you get a taste for it. No, they do good. They do good. Anyways, okay. The last game I saw was when they played the Seahawks in the first round of the playoffs. And they ratted. Their problem is they always do good. Every game I watch, they always do good. Mm-hmm. But they always fall apart about 4 minutes into the third quarter. You know, and that's historical. I mean, that's a trademark. But, you know, they've had good years and all that. They can just never win a championship or get past the second round.
I think Dan Campbell, unless there is a little bit more of a turnaround, this team that's putting up points, if they can't stop anybody, he'll be gone, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I can't waste your time. What I want to know is
okay.
The Lions are doing pretty good. I mean, you know.
And what? They have won one game.
They've won two games. They've won two games, and it's so far in the season, and I guess they're probably at 500. And
what?
I'm wondering, you know,
what?
how do you think they're going to finish at the end of the year? You think they're going to be in?
Oh, Kenny.
What world am I in, JR?
It's the Lions, bro.
They've won one game. What is Kenny talking about? What?
I don't know. I was like, what other game did they win? And then he's asking me what I think is going to happen when at the end of the year they're going to suck.
You know who they beat, right?
They beat the team that I was just talking about, didn't they?
That's not even a win.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, if you actually want to talk about the Washington Commanders, the quarterback is out with a busted hand. There you go. Carson Wentz. Enter Heinicke. Heinicke time. Again. The Lions. Come on, bro. The Lions. They want to bye this week. They go to Dallas, take on Miami, Green Bay, go to Chicago, take on the Bears, Lions and Bears. They take on the Giants. Buffalo Bills will annihilate them. Jaguars, Vikings, Jets, Panthers, Bears. Okay, so, you know, maybe the Lions pick up 4 wins this year. 4, maybe 5, based on what they've done up until now. They're behind the 8-ball. 1-4, it stinks. Feel bad for Dan Campbell. He's going to have to go out there and bite ankles and kneecaps. Everything that he said he was going to do, he's going to have to do it for real now. 855-212-4CBS. Anthony calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thank you for taking my call. All I want to say is great to be a Tennessee Vol, but I want to get your take. If Vols went out, do you think we had a chance to win the championship? And what do you think about Hooker winning the Heisman?
Man, I'd be lying to you if I would be able to tell you that this early in the season. Tennessee is at the forefront of everybody's brain right now because they beat Alabama. I was in New Orleans over the weekend at Tulane, and I was traveling. I didn't even see the game. I certainly saw what took place after the game. I saw people mobbing and running onto the field. Saw them dumping the goalposts out into the river. And I see that now Tennessee is going to be right smack dab in the middle of everybody's attention. And so give me a couple of weeks and I can give you an answer after actually watching them more intently. I know they've moved up, and most certainly if they continue this, they'll be in the college football playoff if they can keep this up. But give me some time to continue watching before I give you an answer. Reasonable?
Reasonable. And I was there when we dumped it down there. It was $100,000.
Have you, I know they gave some options as to repaying that money to replace it. Have you given your donation in?
I gave about $10.
$10, that's it?
That's it. That's all I can afford. Child support.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe you shouldn't be dragging it out there too, Anthony. Come on.
Well, it's only a one-time thing.
Okay. So what happens if the championship actually comes true? What are you going to do then?
Not tear the goalposts down. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right. Well, Anthony, give me and not this weekend. Who do they play this week? They're gonna beat the next team by what? 70-0?
Probably. Yeah.
Probably.
It's Martin.
Yeah. Give me a few weeks and some decent football, and I get back to you. Okay.
All right. Georgia, next big game.
The Bulldogs. Okay. Well, I don't know. We'll see about that one. Okay.
All righty.
All right. Thank you, Anthony, for calling from Knoxville. He wants to take out my guys from Athens. I don't know about that. You might get smacked down to earth there. 855-212-4CBS. Tony calling from Massachusetts. What's up, Tony?
Yeah, JR, man, before I lose the signal up here, Daniel Snyder definitely need to go, man. I was just telling Shep, I think he's, like, wrong on this point about Ursay be the wrong person because of his little past. But I told Shep, I see Ursay had a substance abuse problem. Mr. Snyder got a moral problem, man. I'm like, I said, you know, if my wife was working for his organization, that's totally different from what Ursay was dealing with, man. And, he definitely going to go because the fact that whether he said it or not or whether he's going to do it or dirt and all the other, that's like you being with your boys and whether your boy say he's going to snitch or say something or say your dirt, whether he's going to do it or not, the fact that he said it, he's on notice, man.
You think
I'm
the threat?
I'm just going to hang up and you just think like, the, I'll the listen to you, man.
The fact that the threat is there is enough for them to now give him the boot.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, sometimes, look, Daniel Snyder said, I'm not investigating anybody. But if you're the other owners and you think he's telling the truth, think he's bluffing, I don't know. I just don't think he's going to be around. 5 to 10 years, he'll be gone. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take more of your calls. I told you about Carson Wentz, and, you know, I was also asked about the Lions. The Lions, to start the season off, they actually looked pretty decent. They're scoring points, but they're giving up a whole hell of a lot of them. I'm going to tell you about some other guys, teams, individuals who have unfortunately been disappointing.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You love your show, love your topic. Every night you always get a great topic that always keeps me interested.
What it do, JR? Just got off work listening to your show. Another great topic, as usual, sir. I'd like to chime in on this one.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Might as well fill you in here. I know Marco said it, and now I'm going to tell you, too. Yeah, Golden State, they're beating up on the Lakers. Opening night, 91-71. LeBron James has 24 points. Anthony Davis has 19. Russell Westbrook, he has 13 points. And off the bench, well, I guess the Lakers don't have one. Kendrick Nunn leading the way with 6 points. No one else has more than 3. And so if you thought about Russell Westbrook coming off of the bench, maybe so. I know there's no Schroeder coming off of, I think, a broken finger. Yeah, this is Hey, Shep, what do you think happens this year with the Lakers? We got to go through an entire season of this. I mean, are they trading somebody? Are they conceding this year? What do you think?
And JR, you know how Jaylen Brown, you played him, and you know, he really pointed out the fact that it's just one game. We got 81 more.
Yes.
It's one game. We don't need any more. We know what the Lakers are this season. They're more age than they are experience. And if this game isn't telling, I don't know what is. And JR, I'll tell you this much. I don't think the Warriors were all that great in the first half. I thought there was so much pressure to kind of show the general public and the Warriors fan base that, you know what, we're all behind each other, and we're past this Draymond Jordan Poole fiasco. And you could tell they were playing a little tight, and they were not hitting the typical shots we're accustomed to seeing from them. This is going to be a very long, arduous season for L.A. Lakers and even worse, Lakers fans in general.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I wonder when the tensions – we saw the tensions starting to boil over last year with the team. What does that look like for this season? Knowing that we have to go through an entire offseason of it. Russell Westbrook and LeBron James wouldn't even sit on the same side of a gym in summer league. It's disastrous. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Oh, JR, Mr. Positive. Real quick with Dan Snyder. It's politics, Trump 2.0. It's very hard to get rid of somebody entrenched in the league. It's just like everybody has dirt on everybody. So do you want to go through the hassle? You might be right in 5 to 10 years, but it's just if you're billionaires, everyone knows each other, and it's going to be something that you're going to go, oh, God, is this worth all this hassle? They're going to Now they're going to go into my life and all that stuff. But LeBron, he's playing fantastic. I feel sorry for him. He's missed a couple. He's a little bit rusty. He has the explosion. He still has that acute ball passing. He's very sharp. He's right there. Yeah, Shep was right. You're right. I love my LeBron. You know how I love him. More than life itself, almost as much as my boy Elvis. But this is just I'm looking at this going, wow, Russell Westbrook brick. I mean, it's just, oh, it's just, oh, I'm watching it right now as I'm listening to your perspicacious
We don't want you to vomit on the air with us, okay, Greg?
Right.
Appreciate you for calling from Michigan.
Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Yeah, it's there's one reason to watch the Lakers this year. One, when is LeBron going to break the record? When is he going to have more points than anyone all time? That's it. Done. At this point, he's projected to break the record the end of January. End of January. See what he does. 855-212-4CBS. Tony calling from Atlanta.
Man, shout out to the greatest intro. You always got the best intro. The music is always on point. But I agree with the last caller about Schneider. And I think Irsay spoke out more so as a chess piece because he already has a pass. So it's like, why have another owner come out and speak about, you know, things like that? So I think that was a calculated move by all of the owners of the NFL.
Well, let's just send Jim Irsay out there for what exact purpose?
Because if it was an owner who hasn't really had anything revealed out there in the public, so to speak, it could, if they all have dirt on each other.
Oh, get to start the snitching. Okay.
Yeah. So, and that other guy from Detroit, not the last caller, man, he's tripping. The last time the Lions were 500 was probably, he must have got on the manifest plane. Like, I don't know, Montego Air Flight 828. That dude tripping.
Hey, well, that was that TV show, right?
Yeah, man, he tripping,
okay,
bro.
Okay, Tony, don't ruin the television show for people who haven't seen it, okay?
Appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony, for calling from Atlanta. Let's keep things moving. Let's go to Virginia and talk to Clark. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Clark?
My man, JR, the true, true Maharaja of Sports World Radio. I just called, sir, to remind the hyped-up Cowboy fans before the Philly game that nobody in that division has won back-to-back in about 14 years, and I don't know how they were thinking that it would happen this year. And I think pretty much they'll be fighting for their wild card lives in the end. I could be wrong.
Which squad? You talking about the boys?
Yeah, the NFC East. Nobody's won that back-to-back titles in about 12, 14 years, and I don't think they really believe that they are going to now anyway, being two or three games behind.
No, hell no. This is the Eagles are at the top. The Dallas Cowboys, for what you just said, they're going to have to try to go out there and secure a wild card spot. But this is the Cowboys. I know that Dak Prescott, we've heard and received word that all things considered, you know what? Hey, Shep, don't we have what do I call the owner of the Cowboys? Jerry Jones. Can I call him a kingpin? Is that appropriate or is there worse?
There's worse you can call him.
Yeah, there's worse. Oh, so I'm not
going to a camera microphone he didn't love.
Well, speaking of that, he has an appearance that he does every Tuesday. And hold on, Clark, I want you to listen to this, so I'll just put you on hold and let you go. Thank you, Clark, for calling from Virginia. Jerry Jones spoke to the media. The Dallas Cowboys are getting ready to take on Detroit. And Cooper Rush coming off of 3 INTs. You got Dak Prescott coming back from his own hand injury. And Jerry Jones, he talked about the prospects of whether or not we'll see Dak on Sunday. This is what he told 105.3 The Fan.
He's determined to. I think he's from my perspective, from what I can know and see, I think he's going to get there.
Oh, okay. All right, Jerry Jones, you think? It doesn't leave a whole lot to be encouraged about, but I will assume that he'll be out there ready to go. Rowdy Rebel calling from Mississippi. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
All aboard the Lane Train. Choo-choo. Good evening and howdy-powdy there, JR. How you doing tonight?
I am absolutely amazing. How are you?
Man, just finishing work, headed to the house, listening to your show again, loving it. I love
Thank
your
you.
Opinion, the way you look at things, and life is good, man. So, and you know what else is good?
You're going to tell me about the Rebels being behind Tennessee at this point?
No, I'm going to tell you about the Rebels being 7-0 and ranked 7th in the country. Yeah, Tennessee's ahead of us. And hey, good for them. And in fact, I would like nothing better than to play Tennessee in the SEC championship game.
Whoa, whoa.
That would be great.
It could happen.
It could happen. And the mustard bottles and the golf balls and all that all come out again. So it's only about a little over a month away. You say in this season, still got a lot to go. Well, we're over halfway through it. We played 12 games. We're 7-0 now. The rest of the season is tough. These next games are at LSU and then at A&M.
Call me back right after Thanksgiving, okay? Right after.
Thanksgiving. No, yeah. I want you to be, if we beat LSU and A&M and be 9-0, we'll have a bye week and then have Alabama on November the 12th. If we win these next two games, how about you bringing yourself down to the Holy Land, otherwise known as Oxford, Mississippi, to watch the Ole Miss Rebels and the Crimson Tide butt head?
Well, we might have to arrange that. I am still touring all over the country for my media for the movement with Special Olympics. And so we'll look into that, Rowdy, okay?
You do that, and I'll be calling you. And, you know, we've got to go 9-0 first and then play them. But
okay, we'll see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Maybe we'll make it work.
Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NBA team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NBA team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NBA team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NBA team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite NBA team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite NBA team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.